Mike DeGiorgi and I put together a co-writing workshop for SVSA when it was open to the public. And we did that at the Third Street Coffee House on a Saturday afternoon. And so, of course, there, you know, you want to co-write two people. We had 15 people. How are we going to work this? So we had to have three people per group. And Celia and I, our third party was Denise Schmucker, Bob's wife, one of the sweetest people on the planet. And we went off on our little corner. And when you do a co-write, sometimes I tell people that your first meeting is when you start a co-write is just to get to know each other, where you're from, what's important to you, what's a little bit of your history. And we were totally stymied. We couldn't come up with much of anything until Denise, who had not written a song before, said, "My grandparents were from Paw Paw, Illinois." And we just kind of looked at her and said, "Uh-huh." And that started it. Me being from Southwest, 30 miles west of Chicago, Paw Paw, Illinois is another 30 miles west from me. So I knew the area. I knew exactly, you know, when I was living there, it was all cornfields and hay fields and really rural communities all around that whole, between there and the Starved Rock, for that matter. But so we started hammering on this song, and this took a little bit longer, but we came up with the story, and about a person going back to that town, just remembering what it was like. And I think it's a lot of people's stories about trying to go back home. But if it wasn't for Denise, we wouldn't have had anything.